بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا تخشوهم واخشوني وليتم نعمتي عليكم ولعلكم تهتدون. صدق الله العظيم. So further with regard to the matter of the Qibla and the changing of the Qibla and all the details of it, in which there are great, great lessons for us to learn. The basis of it is the Qibla, but for our whole life there are great lessons for us to learn. The previous was that Allah Ta'ala had changed the Qibla to complete His proof upon the people. That is, that in the Tawrat and Injil, the clear signs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, and they recognized Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than they recognized their own children also. Amongst that recognition and signs was that he will face the Baitul Muqaddas for a certain period also. So if that did not happen, then they would say that the sign that we find in our kitab, we don't see it in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah completed that proof also, so that the people do not have any point against you. That is, they can't say that we have, it's written in our kitabs, the clear sign of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but we did not see it in his life. So that is also one reason why Allah Ta'ala had made the Qibla for a short period towards Baitul Muqaddas. And then Allah Ta'ala said that these points will be clear, but those people who are the evil and wrongdoers, they won't accept. And they will carry on with their wrong, in spite of the fact that they will see the clear signs in their kitab, and they will see those signs clearly in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There are those who will accept, and there were plenty who had accepted also from the Jews and the Christians. But إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. Those people who are great oppressors, though they knew the truth, they did not accept, and they will not accept even till today. Then Allah gives another very important point here, which is also relevant for our life at all times. فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي. So un se, yani unke aitirazo se mat daro, aur mujh se hi darte raho. So don't worry about the accusations they are making, and just don't fear that whatsoever, just fear me. So in all our matters, people will be criticizing all the time. Whenever we are doing the right, we will get criticism. Expect it also and accept it also. This is going to happen. A person mustn't get worked up because of it and mustn't become angry and upset. He must expect it also and accept it also. And only fear Allah Ta'ala. The creation can't do any harm without the command of Allah Ta'ala. And whatever they outwardly harm also is hardly anything compared with Allah Ta'ala. If we disobey Him and He has to harm us, even in this world or even more particularly in the Akhirah, the punishment of Allah Ta'ala will be much more severe. So we are taught in this, don't worry about the criticisms of people. People are always going to object, and especially you will fall in line and do the right thing. There are enough people who are going to accuse you of various things, that you're judgmental, that you're not sincere, and you are orthodox, you are very backwards, you belong to the stone age. All types of criticisms will come. So accept all that. And remember that to disobey Allah in order to please the people, that is the worst thing you can do. And to please Allah, you disobey the people, Allah will help you and Allah will be on your side. There is the period that Allah will keep to test you. That are you really sincere in what you are doing? وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. But the end result will definitely be in your favor. In this world also many times, otherwise definitely in the year after, the end result will be in your favor. He who laughs the last, laughs the best. So don't worry if people are laughing at you now. The people of Nuh alayhi salam made a big mockery and joke about him when he built the ark when there were droughts. when there was no water, and he built it in the desert far from the sea. There was no water like that also, and there were droughts also. And they kept on mocking him, but he said, you carry on, and I will carry on with my work. Finally, when the time came, then the rains came and the floods came. It was Nuh alayhi salam and his followers only who got saved. And all those who were mocking and laughing, all got drowned. Whatever they had planned to climb to the top of the mountain did not help them also. Nothing helped them. So we must not be afraid of any other person, authorities, presently the virus, or about the criticisms of people. People will criticize, but don't worry about them. And further, Allah Ta'ala gives another reason for this changing of the Qibla. وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَحْتَدُونَ اور اس واسطے کے کامل کرو تم پر فضل اپنا اور تاکہ تم پاؤ راہ سیدھی. And also one of the reasons, so I complete my favor upon you. There was barakat in facing Baytul Muqaddas because it was the Qibla of the large, very many Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, the majority of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. And it is a place, barakna hawlahu, a place that we had given great barakat to. So that also you accomplished. So Allah's ni'mat was completed upon you. And all this so that you find the straight path. And the straight path is that you follow Allah's command. Not your desire to face this direction or to face that direction, but to see what is the command of Allah and to follow that. That is hidayat. And this is the highest form of hidayat as well. So Allah wanted to grant you that also, that you, the Sahaba, will be those people, when you hear the command of Allah, that Qibla has changed, that you will immediately accept it and follow, and in this way you find that highest path to the pleasure of Allah, and Allah becomes extremely pleased with you. So we also, in all matters, we should see not what we want, not what the public wants, not what our family and the community wants, not what the government wants, but what Allah wants. We follow that. That is the highest thing. And Allah Ta'ala becomes extremely pleased with those people who follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us the correct understanding of the Quran Sharif and of Deen, and to practice accordingly and achieve these great ni'mat. We have got this one chance in our lifespan in this world. And this time of ours is not for worldly pursuits, not for making investments and holidaying and sports, but it is for this great, great noble cause and goal that Allah has given us this lifespan. Every moment should be spent in that, should not be wasted in futile and useless pursuits. May Allah Ta'ala guide us and open our hearts and make us accept the truth wholeheartedly.